This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9, listening to Adam Barillet's All Natural, and all the celebrities are doing it at the moment. Madonna's adopting, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, they're adopting as well. So everyone else is adopting, so why don't you adopt as well? But why get a third world child when you can get an animal? To talk to us more about it is Paul Clark from Zoos Victoria Foundation. Paul, thank you very much for your time today.
Hi Adam, thank you.
So can you tell me a little bit about the new program that you've got where you can adopt an animal?
Yeah, we've just recently relaunched our animal adoption program. It's a new program based on the internet, so it's an electronic-based program. It doesn't deliver any paper anymore, so it's basically a fantastic way for people who love the zoo, who love animals, to showcase their commitment to animals and to support the work of Zoos Victoria.
So when you adopt an animal, do you adopt a specific one or a specific species?
You adopt a species, and the reason for that is that there's a whole range of animals within that species group, and we've actually got a group of 26 ambassador animals that people can adopt, and those animals are used to help out raising funds for all of the work that the zoo does, and also, as part of this program, we'll be giving the people who adopt animals some fantastic communication back about the animals that they're so passionate about.
I'm glad about that, because I was getting worried that there'd be fights amongst the meerkats going, ha ha, I've got more sponsors than you as well.
And even between species, I think that would happen.
Exactly, so we can't have that happen. What are some of the species that you can adopt?
There's some really fantastic ones, like the snow leopards, the orangutans, the hippopotamuses at Werribee, giraffes. We just had a couple of new giraffes come down to Werribee. The platypus, we've had a new birth at Healesville Sanctuary with the platypus. So some, there's a great cross-section of animals. There's the frog, the corroboree frog. So animals that will certainly appeal to a wide range of people.
When people adopt an animal, where does this money go?
The money goes to support all of the work that Zoos Victoria does, and Zoos Victoria is quite heavily involved in conservation work across the three properties. So Healesville does some amazing native conservation work with animals such as the mountain pygmy possum, the Tasmanian devil, the helmeted honeyeater. We've just released 25 helmeted honeyeaters into Yellingbo Forest. But also we support conservation work across the globe through both Werribee and Melbourne Zoo. We do some fantastic community education work. We are over 160,000 school students coming through the three properties. And also, obviously, the thing that's so important to us, which is the caring of the animals that we have within the three properties.
So you're making a difference not only to the lives of the animals in the three zoos, but to animals all around Australia and all around the world.
Absolutely, and also helping to educate the community about the importance of these animals and about the sorts of animals that are out there and what people can do to help save them.
You mentioned before that once you adopt an animal, you get the feedback of how the animals are doing and all that type of thing. Tell me a little bit about that.
So with the new electronic program, what we do is when people adopt an animal, they'll receive an electronic image of their animal, which is something that can be used as a screensaver or as wallpaper. Everyone's got a computer nowadays, so it's a great way to showcase your support. They get a fact sheet which tells them all about the animals, both in the wild and at the zoo, and then four editions of our Zoos Victoria Foundation e-newsletter, as well as updates on developments with the animals. So, for instance, as I mentioned before, the giraffes have just arrived at Werribee. We sent out communications to everyone who adopts the giraffe, the birth of the platypus, the snow leopards. We're just trying to keep people up to date about the latest news with their animals as it happens.
Now, is everyone adopting the really cute animals? Are any of the animals getting neglected?
As I've said, we've actually got 26 animals available for adoption, but they are ambassador animals that raise funds for all of the animals within the zoo, and certainly the animal care that we give to all of those animals. We've got over 400 species of animals within the zoo, all that receive fantastic care from the zoo, but there are definitely animals that are more popular, and they're the ones that we've got within the 26.
I got you. Paul, if people want to adopt an animal, what do they need to do?
Visit zoo.org.au and then follow the links to animal adoptions.
Paul, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Paul Clark. He's the development manager for Zoos Victoria, letting you know how you too can be like the celebrities in Hollywood and adopt an animal. If you'd like to check out more, of course, go to their website, zoo.org.au. You're listening to Adam Barilow's All Natural on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.